Anyway, McFarlane joins me across on the other microphone this morning. Hello there, Amy.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing all right. As we run down the events that are happening in and around the Siouxland and Lakes regions on this week's edition of Cultural Continuum, starting off in my alma mater, the University of South Dakota, they began a run of Boeing. That began last night. It'll be on stage through Sunday with evening performances at 7:30. There's a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Those will all be held on the stage at the Warren S. Knutson Theater. Boeing Boeing is set in the 60s. It's a story of how a handsome bachelor named Bernard is footloose and fancy free as he juggles three fiancés simultaneously. It's just such an odd...
Busy.
In the Me Too era, that just seems like such a bizarre concept. Yeah. Does it not?
I take offense to this. Okay. High school students from Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota will unite their voices for the 2019 Honor Choir concert, and that starts today at 4 p.m. or is today in Ramsey Theater on the Wayne State College campus. The repertoire includes music by female composers, a Latin setting of Gloria from the Mass, and Give Us Hope, a selection inspired by the teachings of Dr. Martin Luther King. And you can go to the WSC Music Department for more information.
The New Stage Cabaret presents Love Through the Decades, just almost in time for Valentine's Day.
Missed it by that much.
It'll be tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 at the New Stage Players Theater Building, which is in South Sioux at 3201 Dakota Avenue. The event will feature an evening of love songs from the 1920s up to present day, highlighting tunes made famous by Frank Sinatra, the Dixie Cups, the Supremes, and more recent performers like Elton John, Lionel Richie, and the Backstreet Boys. Go to newstageplayers.com to find out more.
All right. And the Marquee will host the performance of Pet Rock. That is tonight, beginning at 9 p.m. Pet Rock is a tribute act and brings the sights and sounds of 70s rock to life, minus the disco note.
That's very important.
I take offense to that, too, Steve. I love disco.
The Dorothy Pico Nature Center is hosting the annual Great Backyard Bird Count, led by AmeriCorps 4-H Environmental Education member Olivia Parks. That will be tomorrow morning, beginning at 9 o'clock. Attendees will be able to learn about the Great Backyard Bird Count, birdwatch the trails at the Nature Center, and more. Dress for the weather. It's going to be chilly this weekend. Yeah. The event is free and open to the public.
All righty. Support Siouxland Soldiers will host their 2019 Military Valentine Ball. That is tomorrow night, Saturday, beginning at 5 p.m. at the Sergeant Bluff Community Center. The event is open to all active or retired service members, veterans, and military families. All ages are invited. The event will begin with a social hour and features a military ceremony, dinner buffet, kids crafts, and more. Go to supportsiouxlandsoldiers.com for more.
And the Sioux City branch of the NAACP will be hosting its annual Freedom Fund Dinner tomorrow evening at the Sioux City Convention Center. They're bringing A.P. Turode, a social justice advocate who has the first African-American to integrate a Southern Regents institution. And he'll be discussing this year's theme, which is to defeat hate. Mr. Turode will bring his own perspective, as well as that of his late father, A.P. Turode Sr., Louisiana NAACP's legal counsel in the civil rights era, who worked with future U.S. Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall and others on history-making initiatives of the civil rights era. And Mr. Turode will be very busy throughout the rest of the weekend as well.
Okay. Sioux City Arts Center will present its annual Youth Art Month exhibition beginning on Saturday, tomorrow, I guess, with an opening reception on Sunday, the 17th, at 1:30 p.m. and an awards ceremony at 2. This exhibition attracts hundreds of entries from schools throughout Siouxland. Students competing in this year's exhibition will come from the area high schools, and go to siouxcityartcenter.org for more.
And skipping to Vanguard Arts, they will be hosting a performance of David Zolo and the Body Electric tomorrow night beginning at 8 o'clock. Zolo is an Iowa City native. He's a singer, songwriter, and keyboardist well known in the Midwest and the indie music world. Go to vanguardarts.com. We'll be taking us out of the show this morning with music by David Zolo.
Yeah, we are heading to that.
Very nice.
Touch of Brass presents a compilation of spirituals. That's this weekend on Sunday at 2 p.m. in the Lee or Lay Theater, L-E-Y, on the Wayne State College campus. Selections from this performance will include Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, the Bach arrangement of My Spirit Be Joyful, a mariachi setting of Put Your Hand in the Hand, and more. A Touch of Brass has entertained audiences in Northeast Nebraska and surrounding communities for more than 30 years. The event is free and open to the public.
And the NAACP Conversation, Two Men, Two Regions, One Shared Vision, will be Sunday from 3 to 4 o'clock at the Sioux City Public Museum. It's part of the NAACP Sioux City Branch's annual activities. And again, getting back to Mr. A.P. Terode, Jr. will be there. Also, former Sioux City Human Rights Commission Director Dick Hayes, Richard Hayes, will be taking part in a discussion with Mr. Terode. The Siouxland Public Media's weekend announcer, Linda Santee, will be there moderate.
All righty. And the Betty Strong Encounter Center will host Causes of the American Revolution as part of a lecture series by Dr. Don Hickey, and that is Sunday at 2 p.m. Hickey is a specialist in early American history and American military history and will explore the complex nature of the revolution.
The Northwest Iowa Ag Outlook Conference and Trade Show is coming up Tuesday. That'll start at 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Clay County Fair and Event Center. The trade show features the latest in agricultural products, equipment, and services. It's free and attracts nearly 2,000 people each year from a four-state area.
All right. The University of South Dakota will host guest artist Carl Kolbeck Clarinet Masterclass, and that is next Thursday on February 21st, beginning at 11 a.m., Colton Recital Hall on campus. The event is free, open to the public. Dr. Kolbeck has performed with numerous orchestras and other professional ensembles through Nebraska, Iowa, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Arizona.
Sioux City Public Museum's next History at High Noon program is going to focus on grocery stores. It'll be presented by Tom Munson on Thursday at 12:05. Munson is the archives manager, and he'll be tracing the history of local shops, starting with Sioux City's first general store clear back in 1856. Bring your own lunch. It's a free photographic presentation.
He is a wealth of information. The University of South Dakota will host Black History Month keynote on next Thursday, the 21st, from 7 to 9 p.m. at Farber Hall on campus. The keynote will be given by Samuel Sing-Yang Wei, an American policy analyst and racial justice activist. Sing-Yang Wei is co-host of the Pod Save the People podcast, where he discusses this week's news with a panel of other activists.
And Wayne State College will be hosting a performance of Dr. Angela Miller-Niles Thursday evening at 7:30 at Lay Theater on the campus. Miller-Niles is a professor of piano at Wayne State and will be performing music from the Romantic period.
All right. North Sioux City Community Library will have the exhibit Arts of North Sioux City Youth available for viewing until Saturday, February 23rd. So that's next weekend. The exhibit features several aspiring local youth artists that have collaborated to create a show to promote their skills, talents, and techniques.
And before we leave, Amy, you wanted to mention something that we'll probably be talking about next week.
We will.
You
quickly, Backwards Broadway is next Saturday, February 23rd, put on by LAM Regional Arts Center fundraiser for their new Performing Arts Center. And for more information, go to LAM Arts. LAM Theater Arts.
All righty. That'll do it. As promised, David Zolo taking us out of the program this morning. Wishing you a great morning on behalf of Jorge Quesada, who writes all this stuff down for us, and my co-host, Amy McFarland. I'm Steve Smith. Thanks for tuning in to Cultural Continuum.